Hi, Reece. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
That's fine. Thank you.
It is a great time to be in the truck industry, and we do focus a lot on the actual trucks and buses driving out of showrooms and being delivered to customers. But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that maybe, you know, most of us don't really know about when it comes to buying a truck or buying trucks. And finance is a big part of that. How are you finding it in 2018? Are you seeing any trends happening? Is the same sort of, I guess, that busyness that we're all experiencing flowing through to the finance side of things?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're certainly having a very strong year within our finance area, and we're certainly seeing increasing demand from the customer base, particularly for in-house finance, which is what we provide. And with the record numbers going on in the market, we're certainly expanding as a business as well. In terms of the wider trends in the market, a lot of customers still look at the traditional financing around using a chattel mortgage product. But we are seeing more and more interest from customers, whether it be large fleets through to owner-operators, around the total operating economy and the benefits of an operating lease that comes with all the add-on services such as repairs and maintenance, insurances, driver services, connected services. So really looking at that total cost of ownership piece and what else a manufacturer can provide outside of the bit of metal.
I mean, that is definitely the future, isn't it? Where you're not just buying the truck, I suppose you're buying the relationship over time and the ability to be able to budget down. I mean, how far can you budget in terms of maintenance and things like that? I mean, is it really you can plan out for 5-10 years? How involved is that?
A lot of it does depend on the annual kilometres, but we can look at helping customers budget out in terms of what we provide in finance and then packaging our solutions up with the repairs and maintenance and the truck out to, 7, 8, up to 1 million kilometres sometimes, depending on the use of the asset, and up to, around the 5 to 7 years. So if it's low kilometres, we can look at maybe going out to 7 years. If it's high kilometres, you might be looking at the best option being 3 to 4 years. And we work with customers to understand the affordability calculations around that. What is the sweet spot for them? Is it 3 to 4 years based on kilometres, or can we look at extending it out past the standard 5 years?
Do you offer like a guaranteed buyback or anything like that to finish the deal?
We have an operating lease product, which is effectively a residual value guarantee or a handback option for the customer. Is an operating lease where we actually own the asset, they drive it for a set term and kilometre usage, and then they hand the asset back to us at the end, and we look at putting them into a nice brand new Scania at the end of that. So we do have that product, the operating lease product.
Reece, what about insurance? Because that is often a massive consideration as well. Can you help out prospective customers in that regard?
We certainly can, and we've just launched a new insurance offering into the market with an insurance broker that's now a business partner, and that's going to allow a far larger broad-based solution into the market. But also, by working with an insurance broker, we're also able to look around for the best options for the customer where they do have some unique usage for their assets, or whether they're carrying some cargo that's not seen as standard. So it's a far broader offering now. So we're quite excited about that and the benefits that'll bring to the customer base.
And once again, I suppose, like the total finance package, you can work out exactly what your premiums are going to be, and it's all in there, all in your costs.
Yeah, exactly. So the customer can look at paying the insurance up front on an annual basis, or we can what's called premium funded, which will give them a monthly payment option.
Is it one of those situations, stop me if I'm wrong, but, an operator might look at the initial purchase price of a truck and it may be higher than others, but you can kind of work out over that 5 years that it does end up, and you, I guess, have that conversation with the customers to say, well, XYZ truck might cost a little bit more, but over the 5 years and with the guaranteed buyback, you're actually better off.
And you're absolutely right. That is what we look at. And as part of the Scania family, both the finance team and the after-sales departments work very, very closely with new truck sales. So we can help the customer understand that not all trucks are the same, and they do come with definite benefits and feature advantages, particularly with our new generation truck and its fuel economy and it being new generation technology. whilst it might be a little bit more expensive in terms of the sticker price, our total operating economy more often than not shows that it is the most cost-effective truck in the market, and that's where we come in and look at packaging up with our finance solutions and, as I said, packaging with the other parts of Scania to make sure the customer's getting that the full benefit of dealing with all the departments within Scania.
So really, I mean, that is the point of difference. If you go along to a standard finance provider, really, once you've done the deal, that's it. You're on your own. Whereas it is about that whole of life relationship on so many levels with the Scania product, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the one thing we're passionate about is whilst we're a finance company, we work for part of a fantastic brand. And the customers of that brand are the most important thing to us. So we do work very, very closely to make sure that our value proposition matches the Scania core values and also what the customers need in the market around the use of that asset. So we do work hand in glove with the wider Scania business and their sales teams.
Do you see trends in terms of people are buying, they might have run two trucks before, they're coming back, they're adding four or five, that kind of thing is happening?
Well, certainly the market has expanded quite quickly this year, and there does seem to be good growth in the industry. So where customers are coming to us, they are quite often looking at expanding their business, and that's where we work with them to have a look at the contracts that they have. And as long as it's married up to a contract that's economically viable, and the customer's normally got a fairly good grip of that already, we will certainly look at helping them expand their fleet. And a lot of our business, particularly later in the back half of this year, has been around helping customers expand their operations into whether it be new contracts or expanding their existing contracts. But generally speaking, with customers, it's all about the economics of the deal. So what's the truck going to be used for, and how can we marry that asset and the financing option to fit with the needs of what we say is the customer's customer.
What is the best process to do? Having never purchased a truck myself, is it best to talk finance first and talk the deal first? I mean, what is the best process, do you think, to get the best experience for somebody who might even be considering a Scania for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, the interest in a new truck comes through either renewal, so the older truck is becoming uneconomical, or the customer has a new contract. So they probably do start to think about the truck first, but the earlier that the finance team can be involved, the easier for it is for us to tailor the best solution for the customer. So as I said, we like to work hand in glove, and we believe that the earlier we get involved in the conversations with new truck sales and the customer, the better we're able to tailor a solution for that customer. And we do that by understanding their business as best as we possibly can.
Okay. And I guess just going back to that, what we were discussing earlier, the guaranteed buyback, is that something that you have to have? Or, I mean, how customizable is that sort of thing?
There's the operating lease product where the customer has no risk at the end of the term, or there's the standard chattel mortgage, which is an ownership product. So some customers will be getting advice from their accountants to take a chattel mortgage, and others will be getting told to look at an operating lease. They both have their pros and cons, so to speak. And it really is dependent on the customer's business, what they're familiar with in terms of financing, how they're going to use that asset, and what they think the use of that asset is going to be after the initial financing term. So some customers use the newer trucks for specific contracts, and then they roll them out into other parts of their business after they purchase it outright at the end of a chattel mortgage, whereas others, in regards to an operating lease, will just want to hand it back at the end of the term.